News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in this morning to Fond du Lac Today. It's time for our monthly conversation with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Fond du Lac County. And we're going to talk about a very important topic here in the month of June. It is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. It's coming up on June 15th of 2021, and that's traditionally the day that it is recognized. We are joined by Cheryl Ketterhagen, also Jackie Gomez, to tell us more about elder abuse in general, but also talk about World Elder Abuse Day. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us here this morning. I guess I'll start. Introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us about your role at the ADRC, if you could.
Sure. I'm Jackie Gomez. I'm an Adult Protective Service worker, social worker here with Fond du Lac County Aging and Disability Resource Center. I've been a social worker for about 2 years with the ADRC.
And I'm Cheryl Ketterhagen. I'm also an adult protective service worker where we investigate elder abuse, do guardianships, and protective placements. And I've been with the agency for 31 years.
So tell us why you're talking with us today about World Elder Abuse Day and Elder Abuse Awareness.
Well, World Elder Abuse is an international network for the prevention of elder abuse, and the World Health Organization began in 2006. June 15th has served as World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. This day serves as a call to action for individuals, organizations, and communities to bring attention to the issue of elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation.
And then to bring awareness to this issue and raise awareness in Fond du Lac County, we set up banners and pinwheel display in Veterans Park. This display will be set up from June 10th through June 18th for individuals to go browse and take a look at. The display will feature 252 pinwheels representing the 252 adult protective service cases investigated in 2020 by myself and Jackie. Of those 252, 190 individuals were over the age of 60. The state of Wisconsin has also reported 10,428 cases of individuals over the age of 60 and 2,837 reported under the age of 60 in 2020. And we also decided to do things a little differently this year. We're going to add displays in outlying areas, the police departments, hopefully the hospitals, so the outskirts will be able to be involved in it and get awareness out to the people in those communities also. And we also started to collect data from the state regarding financial abuse cases. And this was really eye-opening to us. It shows how much money the individual was out from either a scam, a caregiver, or a loved one. We in Fond du Lac County, between Jackie and myself, had 43 cases of financial abuse reported to us. Of those, 19 either did not lose money or the amount of money was unknown. It was never reported to us. But those remaining 24 cases, they lost $1,098,133.
Wow.
In those cases. And in Fond du Lac County, referrals of abuse or neglect for adults at risk or elder adults at risk, which is the age of 60 and under, come to the Adult Protective Service, which is housed in the ADRC. We accept referrals by calling the general ADRC number at 920-929-3466, or our address is 50 North Portland Street in Fond du Lac.
So why should people be concerned about elder abuse?
Well, elder abuse is widespread. Every year, an estimated 1 in 10 older Americans are victims of elder abuse, neglect, or exploitation. And that's only part of the picture. Experts believe that elder abuse is significantly underreported, in part because so many of our communities lack the social supports that would make it easier for those to experience abuse to report it. Research suggests that as few as 1 in 14 cases of elder abuse come to the attention of authorities. If you or someone you know are a victim or want more information, please contact us at 920-929-3466, as we may be able to help.
Very good. Anything we didn't cover about elder abuse awareness that you'd like to our listeners to know about this morning?
No, just hope that they will go look at this display and realize how important it is to report it out in the community and try and put a stop to it.
Excellent. Well, Jackie, Cheryl, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.